With the help of Hashem, we are starting today the first chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Let's just appreciate that Kiddush HaChodesh is really the yesod of establishing all of the Yomim Tovim. Without knowing when Rosh Chodesh is, you won't know when the 15th day of the month of Nisan is, you won't know, therefore, when Shavuah should be, etc., etc. And therefore, the obvious question is that L'chu'ura, the Rambam, in his Sefer Zmanim, should have put Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh all the way in the beginning. And the Rambam puts it almost all the way towards the end, and the question is why? The Rebbe in L'kutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Beis, page 128, explains Gevaldik Shitas HaRambam. First of all, to acknowledge that the Seder of the Yomim Tovim as they are written in Rambam does not follow the Seder as they are recorded in the Torah. In the Torah, we follow the Seder of the months of the year. First month in the year is Nisan. The Torah always mentions Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos first, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkos. The Rambam has a whole different Seder. What's the Seder of the Rambam? The Rambam Seder is underlying the chiyuv on the person. The Jew's obligation, the Gavra's obligation. When we speak about obligation, on one hand, all of the mitzvahs are mitzvahs in which we are equally obligated to keep. On the other hand, by the fact that certain mitzvahs carry a more severe punishment, penalty, kapara, if one violated it, and one relatively has a lesser type of penalty, that underlines that certain mitzvahs carry with them a greater chiyuv, so to say, a more serious chiyuv. And indeed, that is the Seder of the Rambam, chiyuv gavra, beginning with Shabbos. God forbid there's a chiyuv skila if one violates Shabbos b'mezid. Then you go from there to Yom Kippur. Itaka, there's no chiyuv skila, but there's a chiyuv kares, God forbid. And then the Rambam from there goes to all the other Yomim Tovim, which are bachlal less serious, just for example, by the fact that all of the malachas that are connected to Eichel Nefesh, Lutzeirach Achila, are completely permissible, etc., etc. So therefore, since the Seder of the Rambam is more on how the person should relate to Yom Tov, the Chiyuv on the person vis-a-vis the Yom Tov, so therefore the Rebbe says, beautiful. He says, there's two aspects to every Yom Tov. There is the Cheftza, there is the time of the Yom Tov, and God gave every Yom Tov its own Moyed. Right, like we just mentioned, Pesach, for example, is 7 days from the beginning with the 15th of Nisan. It begins on the first day and it ends on the seventh day. B'chutz la'aretz, it ends on the eighth day. That cheftza, that chunk of time, is imbued with an additional amount of kedush. But then there is how the gavra should relate to it. Now the chiyuv on the person vis-a-vis every Yom Tov isn't only for us to keep it during the days of the Yom Tov. Of course we have to keep it during the days of the Yom Tov, but our obligation goes way beyond that. And what is the obligation on the gavra? To take the inner meaning and message, the toichen of the Yom Tov, and to extend it throughout the rest of the year. Which is Taka why the Rebbe explains that the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Zmanim, he begins quoting the pasuk Nochalti Eid Voisecha Lo'oilam Kisosain Li Behema. In other words, you're speaking about Yomim Tovim that are connected to my Adim, to a Moyed. Yeah, but we have to take that Moyed and extend it Lo'oilam for the rest of the year. Actually, the Rebbe explains, that's why, unlike in Mishnayis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh calls this section of the Torah as Moed, which means a specific time, that Rambam calls the Sefer Zmanim, which means times, and under the Verter, that our obligation is to extend the Yom Tov throughout all of the Zmanim. And now, says the Rebbe, so since the Rambam is emphasizing the Chiyuv on the Gavra, and the Gavra's obligation isn't only to celebrate the Yom Tov during the Yom Tov, but it is also then to take its Toichen and to extend it throughout the rest of the year, so the Rambam, to be meramis to that, purposefully, didn't write Kiddush HaChodesh in the beginning. And then one erroneously would think, you are only focusing on that specific time. So you have to know exactly when the time is. And Taka, you have to know when the Rosh Chodesh is to know when the Moed is. The Rambam writes Kiddush HaChodesh almost at the end. At the end means like in the rest of the year, at the end of the year. To be meramis, our gewaldike merit and responsibility to take the Yom Tov and to bring it out throughout the rest of the Zmanim, throughout the entirety of the year.